The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rachel Privette, filling in for Pete Sweeney, and today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Now, let's get you caught up on the biggest stories in the NFL. But first things first, let me remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Deshaun Watson has reached a settlement in 20 out of 24 lawsuits filed against him. On Tuesday, plaintiff's attorney Tony Busby made a statement saying, "Today, I announced that all cases against Deshaun Watson, with the exception of four, have settled. We are working through the paperwork related to those settlements. Once we have done so, those particular cases will be dismissed. The terms and amounts of the settlements are confidential. We won't comment further on the settlements or those cases." According to Busby, Ashley Solis, who was the first woman to file a lawsuit against Watson and the first person to publicly speak and identify herself, did not settle. And so Solis and the three other women will continue to move forward. Now, the NFL is still investigating whether Watson violated its code of conduct. And at the league's spring meeting, Commissioner Roger Goodell said that he thought the NFL was coming to an end of its investigation. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said on Tuesday that today's development has no impact on the collectively bargained disciplinary process. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in desperate need of an upgrade to their defensive line, and they could be looking to possibly add their 90th player to the roster. According to Adam Schefter, the Steelers hosted free agent defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi for a workout on Tuesday. Ogunjobi was drafted in the third round of the 2017 NFL draft by the Cleveland Browns. He spent 4 years in Cleveland, and then he headed to Cincinnati for the 2021 season. Ogunjobi reportedly agreed to a three-year deal worth $40.5 million with the Chicago Bears back in March, but it fell through when he failed a physical. This signing would be extremely significant for the Pittsburgh Steelers because they did lose defensive lineman Stephon Tuitt, who retired earlier this month. And without Tuitt last year, the Steelers statistically had the worst run defense in the NFL. Fun fact, if things do go well with the Steelers, this will be the third team in the AFC North that Ogunjobi has played for. Rob Gronkowski is retiring for the second time. The question that remains is, will this retirement be his final retirement? On Tuesday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end announced his retirement on Instagram. In his statement, he said, "I want to thank the whole entire first-class Buccaneers organization for an amazing ride, trusting me to come back to play and help build a championship team. I will now be going back into my retirement home, walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had, good or bad, every time I stepped out on the field. The friendships and relationships I have made will last forever. And I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything they had as well." Gronk previously retired in 2019 after playing 9 years with the Patriots, but shortly after he retired the first time, he returned to join Tom Brady in Tampa Bay for that Super Bowl run in 2020. Gronk has definitely made his mark as arguably the greatest, most dominant tight end in the NFL history. In 11 seasons, he had 621 catches, 9,286 yards, and 92 touchdowns. However, Gronk's agent did tell Adam Schefter that he would not be surprised if his client could be persuaded out of retirement again by Tom Brady. So I guess we'll believe it when we see it. Speaking of the tight end position, Green Bay Packers tight end Mercedes Lewis is heading into his 17th season in the league. Wow. And according to the Packers official website, he is looking to break the record for the most seasons played by a tight end. Now, and if Lewis makes the team for this upcoming 2022 season, he would tie the record for most years played at that position with Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten. And of all the 255 players picked in the 2006 NFL draft, Lewis is the only player still active in the league. So very, very impressive. Former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is adding analyst to his resume. It was announced on Tuesday that Fitzpatrick will be joining the Amazon Prime Video's Thursday Night Football coverage as a pregame analyst in 2022. He will join Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez and cornerback Richard Sherman on the desk. That is all for the latest news in the NFL world on Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you do not miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, scratch that. If you love what you hear, you might as well stop what you're doing right now, this very moment. Stop what you're doing, leave us a rating and a review. Also, stay tuned for later today, the latest episode of NFL University with Kyle Posey, Steven Serta, and Justice Mosqueda. I hope that you have an amazing Wednesday. We are halfway through the week. I'm Rachel Prevett. See ya!